this bonus podcast today, I want to talk about relationships, and I want to start out with this statement. Don't fall in love with someone's potential. This works in business. This works in every area of your life, especially in relationships. You see that person and you got all kinds of red flags and you know, man, I know that part's pretty bad and I know this other part's pretty bad and I know he doesn't have a job and I know she's been, hang on. If you see a bunch of red flags, don't ignore them, because if you just see their potential and you fail to see the reality of who they are and what they are, then sometimes you can get yourself in bad shape. As a pastor, I have a front row seat to sit beside a lot of people who don't realize until it's too late that they should have communicated about the things that were going to bother them later in the relationship, okay? Some people fail to verbalize. They think it, but they're like, man, I've been looking for a guy for a long time. I don't want to screw this up. I mean, after all this, I don't want to make her mad. So we need to verbalize our thoughts and what we're thinking. Not saying that we go around and don't see the best in people, because the Bible doesn't say anything to that. The only thing it brings balance to is it says to know those that labor among you. It says to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And so we need to take the full counsel of God, which is to see the best in people, love people, be kind to people. But at the same time, marrying or hiring a project can be a problem. So if you fail to verbalize some of your concerns on the front end, it's going to cost you on the back end. So number one, verbalize it. Don't just see their potential. See, okay, there is their potential, but talk to them about that and how they feel about it. So also internally processing is nice, but sometimes, you know, personalities are different. So people internally process a relationship and then other people are verbal processors, but you got to work out this relationship early on. And again, this works not even just in marriage or dating. It works in hiring people. I was on an interview today with a potential candidate, and I don't do that much, but this person would work closely with me, so I interviewed them. And so I just went ahead and told them the things that I like and I don't like, things that, you know, really, you know, doesn't work in our culture, and that way they know it on the front end. I wasn't like, man, I think early on when I was first hiring people and so on, I would sell people on how great it was to work here, right? It's like, we need employees, you're really talented, here's how great we are. I allow and see people's potential, but then I ask them, do you have questions for me? Well, don't worry, you're not going to offend me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Just allowing them to verbally process maybe a question that they have. And oftentimes when they feel like that you really are open, then they go ahead and verbalize their communication up front. Through this conversation, I'm learning, right? Because this is where people really fail a lot of times in relationships, in hiring or dating or mating. They don't allow the other person to talk. I tell my team all the time, we already know what we know. Say we're going to a conference. We want to know what they know. As the church began to grow to thousands and thousands of people, we would go out and scout other churches out, and we want to learn from them. And they would flip the script on us all the time, and they would be like, hey, we love what Faith Church is doing here. And if you're flattered by that, you just sit there and go home and go, you know, we don't know anything more than we knew when we got there, because we were so egotistical that we allowed all of our, you know, maybe it started out as complimentary, or maybe they were just excited to learn what we know. But again, in a relationship, you need to know through verbal processing how that person reacts. Am I making sense to you right now? How do they react to constructive criticism? How do they react when they don't get their way? How do they react when other people are talking bad about them? How do they react? Okay. So you got to not just internally process. Sure, I internally process a lot of stuff. I write it down, put it on a piece of paper, or put it in my phone and go, here are talking points for my next conversation to make sure that we are, dwelling together according to knowledge. You know, 1 Peter 3:7, I'm going to read it to you. It says, husbands, likewise, this works for girlfriends and as well, dwell with them according to knowledge as the weaker vessel, with the female rendering honor as joint heirs also of grace and life together. So your prayers aren't hindered. Again, I love that it says, hey, we should prefer one another and we should actually submit to one another, but we should have a special grace for one another. Let's talk about that, dwelling with one another according to knowledge. By having verbal communication, by knowing that this person typically does this, acts this way, this helps us frame our conversation and not walk around on eggshells, but it helps us go, how do I enter this conversation with say, for instance, you got a couple kids. How I talk to Austin is very different than I talk to Ashton. Ashton's very direct, very forward, very, it's just matter of fact, real quick. Austin's more, he's a quality time type of dude. So again, knowing who you're dealing with, it really, really helps. Again, and I want us all to not focus on people's problems. Don't get it wrong. At the beginning of the podcast, I said, hey, you know what? Don't fall in love with people's potential, but I do want you to know what you're dealing with before you hire them and before you marry them, because don't wait until it's too late to actually focus on, you know, the issues that you know that's going to happen. Because in every relationship, whether that's corporately or, you know, in marriage, each person is going to have issues. All right. So don't fall in love with people's potential. This is my little bonus podcast today. I want you to write in, subscribe, put a little comment today. If you liked it, let me know. And at the beginning of the year, I'm probably going to start a brand new podcast, not just my preaching podcast, but a complete different podcast to bring you content and thoughts that I think might help you, especially during the coronavirus. All right. I love you guys. Follow me on Instagram, social media, Facebook, and all other forms of media, YouTube, all that. See you soon.